Mitzach b'charet per dalad mishnah vav hanoytel scharo ladon dina b'telo. Somebody takes schar wages in order to judge a din. His din is batal. Even when he passes the din has no effect. The reason being is that the pasuk says re'eli madati aschem chukim v'mishpatim kasher tivani Hashem Elokai. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that I'm teaching you chukim and mishpatim like Hashem commanded, and we learn from there that just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach Klal Yisrael b'chinam, Klal Yisrael did not pay Moshe Rabbeinu sutu. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael when they teach others, they should not take schar. So too, when you judge a din, you should not take schar. Now here we're talking about where even where both bali dinim, both of the people that are being judged, give the same schar to the dayan. So therefore, it's not considered shochad bribery. But where only one of the bali dinim gives schar to the dayan, that's shochad gomer. That we don't have to say that his din is but lahayid edusa betel. Somebody who takes money in order to testify, his testimony is batal, as maybe he is testifying falsely because he received money. Lahazos ula kadesh. Meimav meimara ve'efro efer makul. Somebody who takes money in order to sprinkle mechatos on people that are tameh. Or he takes money lekadesh to mix the efer chatos with the mayim chayim in order to sprinkle it on the people that are tameh. Person cannot take tzchar to do so. That's a mitzvah that you should do without tzchar. And if you do take tzchar for doing so, then we look at the mayim as if it's mei ma'ara, water from a cave, in other words, regular water, not mei chatos, and we look at the efer that was mixed in with the mei chatos as if it was efer makla, ashes from an oven, meaning regular ashes, not ashes that you can be matar a tummy with, as since he took money for this, so it no longer has a din like mei chatos. Im haya kohen v'temu meitumaso, machilo umashko v'socho. If the person who's a diet, or the person who's the aid, or doing any of the other things that are mentioned here, and in order to get to the place where he's going to be the dying, he became tummy, he had to go bederach, that there was a tumah there, and he became tummy, and now he no longer can eat truma. So therefore, this causes him a monetary loss, as since truma is cheaper than chulin, as truma can only be fed to a coin, as opposed to chulin, anybody could eat it. So therefore, he gets his truma at a cheaper price, and now that he's tummy, he can no longer eat truma until he becomes tar. So since he was caused a monetary loss, they can feed him and give him to drink and to smear him with oil. And since we're only compensating him for the loss that he incurred by coming to judge the case, this is not as if he took schar for judging the case. If the person who was going to judge the din is a zaken, an older person who can't walk, and you want to bring him to the place where he's going to judge the din, then you're allowed to ride him on a donkey. Again, this is not as if we're giving him schar. We're only riding him on a donkey in order that he can easily reach the place where he's going to judge the case. V'nosim lo scharo kapay. This is talking about a dayan who works for a living, and by judging the case is going to have to take off from work, and therefore that will cause him a loss. So we can give him schar like a payah, meaning like somebody who works, and he works very hard for a living. And we offer him an easier job, such as in this case we're offering him the job of being a dayan, which is easier than working with your hand. And we estimate how much would a person be willing to take a cut in his schar in order to do a less strenuous work. As here the person, instead of working like a pile, will be judging a case which is not so strenuous. And we would take off that amount from his usual schar and give him the rest. And that's not considered as if we're giving him schar, because we're only giving him schar betela, the schar that is due to him because he is taking off from work. And even though you're not allowed to give a dayan schar, but we can give him schar betela, the amount he is losing from taking off work. This is mutter as long as the schar betela is nikeret umufersemet. That it's well known that this is what he is taking. He's taking schar betela because he's missing from work. And as long as both bali din and both people that are being judged give the same amount, it's not considered shochad and it's mutter. Masechet Bechoros, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. A chashed ala bechoros. A kohen who is chashed, who is suspect, to be matal mum bebechor, to wound the bechor and cause it to have a mum. As the bechor cannot be shafted until it has a mum. And a lot of tircha and expenses incurred in raising a bechor until it has a mum. So therefore, some kohanim are suspect that they cause the bechor to have a mum themselves. And this is aser min haTorah. You have to wait until it gets a mum by itself. And if you cause a mum yourself, you cannot shech the bechor. Ein lochem mimenu basar tzvon. From such a kohen, you cannot buy basar tzvi, meat from a deer, even though a deer does not have kedushas bechor. Since the basar from a tzvi is doma, is similar to the basar from an eagle from a calf, it could be selling it as basar tzvi, but really it's basar eagle. And maybe the basar comes from a bechor in which the kohen was matal a mum and that before. So therefore, even Basar Tzvi, you cannot buy from the coin. V'lo orot she'enan avuda. So too, you cannot buy hides from this coin who is chashed that are not tanned. Now, if the hides are not tanned, you can't buy it from him, as maybe this ore came from a bechor in which he was matzo amum in that bechor. But if the ore was tanned, we're not afraid that it came from a bechor in which he was matzo amum, and the coin would not have gone through the trouble of tanning it, as he will think, maybe the Rabbanim will find out that this ore came from a bechor, and they will be mastered it from me, they will take it away from me, so therefore he won't go through the trouble of tanning it. So therefore, if he's selling you a tanned hide, you can be assured that it did not come from a bechor in which he was matzo amum in that bechor. Rabbi Eliezer, I mer loichem mimenu oros shonikim. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can buy from a coin who is chashed the ore, the hide, from a female. The female does not have kedushas bechor. The Chachamim, though, don't allow this, and it's possible to sell an ore shel zachar and make it as if it's an ore shel nekeva. So maybe this is really an ore shel zachar that comes from a bechor, so therefore you cannot buy it from a coin that's chashed. Vein loichem mimenu tzemer meluban v'tzoi. So too, you can't buy from a coin that's chashed wool that has been whitened from its dirt, and maybe this tzemer comes from a bechor. Now, even though he went through the trouble of whitening it, and you might think if he went through the trouble of whitening it, it definitely didn't come from a bechor, as he will not be matriach himself to whiten it if it came from a bechor, maybe the Rabbanan will take it away from him. This we do not say, as not a lot of tircha is involved in whitening the tzemer. Avolokem imenu tavoi ubegana. But you could buy from a coin that's chashed, wool that has already been spun and ready-made clothes. As if this comes from the wool of a bechor, he wouldn't have gone through the trouble of spinning it or making it into clothes, as he will think the Rabbanan will find out that it came from a bechor and they will take it away from him.